From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Israel says it's easing its blockade of the Gaza Strip. It will now let in most consumer goods, but there are still restrictions. As the BBC's John Donison reports, the announcement comes at a key time.
There is not much that is unexpected in Israel's announcement, but the timing is key. It comes on the eve of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, where President Obama has been urging Israel to lift its blockade of Gaza. But Israel is not doing that. It confirmed today its intention to allow in all consumer goods, such as food and electronic appliances. But construction materials, vital in Gaza, will only be allowed in for use by organizations such as the United Nations. Exports will not be permitted, making it hard for Gaza's devastated economy to pick up.
The BBC's John Donison. Arizona Senator John McCain is warning the fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan will get tougher. And he says winning in Kandahar is crucial.
I am convinced we can succeed and will succeed, and Kandahar is obviously the key area, and if we succeed there, we will succeed in the rest of this struggle.
McCain, the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, is in Kabul. He also reiterated his opposition to President Obama's plan to begin withdrawing troops next summer, saying a drawdown should be based on conditions. Officials in Texas say tar balls from the broken BP well have washed up on beaches in Galveston. That means the spill has reached all of the Gulf's coast states. The Coast Guard had said the spill wasn't likely to reach Galveston. Meanwhile, cleanup workers in the Gulf are battling bad weather, rough seas, high waves, and strong winds, all remnants of Hurricane Alex. Some skimming work continues, but burns are suspended. A new study published in the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine confirms what many parents and teenagers have suspected. As NPR's Elise Spiegel reports, it shows high school students would benefit from a later start to the school day.
Researchers have known for a long time that teenage sleep patterns are different from the sleep patterns of younger children. Teens naturally go to bed about 2 hours later and also wake up later. But since school starts early in the morning, this often means that they don't get enough sleep. To test how a later start time would affect the mental well-being of teenagers, researchers from Hasbro's Children's Hospital in Rhode Island convinced a high school to push back its start time by half an hour, from 8 to 8:30, then required the students to complete a series of surveys. They found that reports of depressed moods fell from 64 to 45%, class attendance improved, and visits to the health center dropped. The authors write that these results are in line with a growing body of evidence that suggests later start times have benefits for adolescents. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Washington's efforts to improve ties with Moscow will not dilute U.S. support for former Soviet states. Clinton met with Georgia's president in Tbilisi today and told him the U.S. is committed to Georgian sovereignty. She also condemned Russia's occupation of Georgian territory. In a rain-soaked Tour de France today, cyclist Lance Armstrong fell down on a day filled with crashes. Eleanor Beardsley reports the second stage between the Belgian towns of Brussels and Spa was treacherous.
Seven-time champion Lance Armstrong finished in the pack after bloodying his thigh on a day filled with crashes. At one point, there were so many riders going down that the television announcers couldn't keep up. Radio Shack coach Johan Brunel said Armstrong was fine, but that riding downhill was almost like ice skating. Armstrong has now dropped from fourth to fifth place overall. France's Sylvain Chavanel managed to take the overall lead and seize the yellow jersey from Swiss rider Fabien Cancellara. Chavanel joined a small, early breakaway group. Tuesday's 127-mile stage will finally take riders into France, but not before testing them on 13 miles of infamous Belgian cobblestones. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The National Weather Service says much of the East Coast will be in summer's hot and humid grip for much of this week. From New York to North Carolina, temperatures are near or over 100 degrees. Heat advisories are in effect in several parts of the area, and a high pressure system over the region is keeping storms in the central U.S. from moving much and cooling things off. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.